From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Turkey is pointing blame for a bombing in their capital city. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu is blaming the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG, for killing 28 people in the bombing of a military convoy Wednesday in Ankara. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul. The Prime Minister called for Western allies to stand with Turkey in the fight against the Syrian Kurdish group, which some European countries and the United States support in its fight against the Islamic State.
Prime Minister Davutoğlu claims its security forces have uncovered irrefutable evidence the Syrian Kurdish group, the PYD, and its military arm, the YPG, were behind Wednesday's bombing of two military buses in the Turkish capital.
Kesin bir şekilde bu saldırının Türkiye içindeki bölücü terör örgütü mensuplarıyla.
He says the YPG attack was carried out with logistical support from PKK militants inside Turkish territory. Turkish security forces claim to have recovered the fingertips of a Syrian national linked to the Syrian Kurdish group from the scene of the bombing. Ankara has long insisted the YPG is linked to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, which Turkish security forces are fighting. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
There is growing concern about the fate of thousands of Syrians working inside the war-shattered country for Western nonprofits or on development and governance projects funded by U.S. agencies and European governments. Western officials fear they will be targeted by the Assad regime as the government offensive continues to grab back more towns and territory from the rebels. And behind the scenes, officials are urging Turkey to admit Syrian NGO workers and political activists who want to flee. This is VOA News.